Please.
Jetzt war ich weg, sorry. Gut, welcome back to the current review. We're doing it on Wednesday today, a special edition, something very important that we couldn't skip or wait for until next week. My name is Thamsanqa Tu, from the TT Hookup. I am partnering with Central News on the current review. Today, we have the pleasure of being joined by the leader of the DA in the Free State, the Democratic Alliance, Dr. Roy Jankelsen. And he has given me the permission to just call him Roy. And I think I will take advantage of that. Good morning, Dr. Jankelsen.
Good morning, Tommy, and thank you for the opportunity to chat to you today. And please, you've just broken your rule by saying Dr. Jankelsen instead of Roy.
No, it's fine. I apologize. I think let's get to it. There's something which was happening that I don't think a lot of people in Metsimaholo, in FezLadi, in the Free State, did not know that was really happening. And the DA took the matter to court and won in the High Court related to that matter. And this relates to a company which is said to be, to have conducted construction work on its own premises, and therefore billed the municipality for that. And the municipality was quite willing to pay for it. Tell us how that came about, Roy.
Yes, thanks, Tommy. It is as you said that this company did construction work and the municipality was billed. And contrary to the municipality's own legal advice, the municipality decided to pay out the money to them or to at least approve this money to them. We heard about it and we regard these payments as irregular. And then on the 8th of July in 2023, we took the matter to court to get the courts to assist us on behalf of the residents of Metsimaholo to stop these payments. And the court agreed that they would temporarily stop these payments pending the outcome of a larger case later on. So it was an interim order. And then after that, a very strange thing happened. The municipality sought an arbitration award on the 13th of October, which they obtained. And then shortly after that, the council on the 19th of October decided to pass a resolution that they would pay the trust 43.2 million rand. And they do that in tranches of 5 million a month. We immediately went to court to stop these payments, and the court agreed with us that these payments shouldn't take place. And they also said that any monies that had already been paid must be paid back to the municipality. And then what subsequently happened to that last week is the group of people, including this company and the municipality, decided that they want to appeal. And the courts indicated that they don't have grounds to appeal this decision of the court. So it's another victory in an ongoing saga regarding this. So we're waiting for the main case now to come to court where they will finally say, this is not, hopefully, this is not going to happen and these payments are irregular and they're not allowed to do that. But in the interim, we have temporary relief for the finances of Metsimaholo and the residents there.
In your statement, you do say that this seems to be a scheme for the ANC to finesse money from the municipality for itself and maybe for some of the owners of this company. Why do you think they would go through such an elaborate and seemingly clearly illegal sort of way of extorting money from the municipality?
Well, it's very simple because at the time when this was happening, there were companies that won court cases against the ANC, and the ANC's main office building, Luthuli House, was under threat. And we know that the ANC didn't have funds for the election campaign. And they have a history. If one looks at the Auditor General's reports, the irregular expenditure in provincial government departments, in all municipalities in the Free State, and much of this irregular expenditure is not investigated as required by the Auditor General. It just disappears. And we know that a lot of this is used for other purposes, and I've personally been involved with things like the Vrede Dairy Farm, which is not municipal but it's provincial. And we know the asbestos contracts and various other cases where we've lodged criminal complaints against politicians and officials, that this is not something that's new to the Free State. It's something that the Free State is used to, and that is trying to siphon money out. It's also interesting that even last week I got replies from the MEC of Education in the legislature indicating that last year in Women's Month, his department spent 11 million rand on three different Women's Days events. And that's why, while 62% of our people in the Free State are living in poverty, children are going, they hungry at schools. They could have used that money to improve the feeding schemes or improve our education, but instead they decided to spend it on these events. And we know that these events are often used to siphon money out of the system. And that is why we're
And
very
this one
concerned
in
and mentally
Limpopo, how could it have
alarmed
been
when
the
this
ANC?
happens.
And for this one in Limpopo, how could it have been the ANC when the ANC in that municipality has been out of power since 2016?
Well, what happened in this case as well, which is very interesting, is that the municipal manager and the officials who refused these payments were suspended and removed from office. And then the DA government, who lodged this, were also removed from office through a motion of no confidence. So if the ANC felt very strongly about abiding by the municipality's own legal opinion and investigate, they decide to make payments, they might have agreed with us. But it's very strange that, in spite of the courts saying this, in spite of the courts stopping the payments, in spite of opinions, they went ahead and used their majority with other parties in council to push this through. Why would you do that? Surely they are the custodians of the finances. Are that the payments might be irregular, then surely you stop it. If you don't do that, then I mean, what else must we think except that there's something very strange going on?
Can you walk us through the significance of the High Court's decision for the residents of Metsimaholo? How significant is this decision, for for the people of Metsimaholo?
Well, all municipalities in the Free State, including Metsimaholo, have very serious service delivery issues. And I've driven through Metsimaholo, the various towns, on a number of occasions. And let's take one example: the roads are in a very serious state. Their parks are deteriorating. This money should be used to serve the people of Metsimaholo and improve service delivery there, because when your roads infrastructure decays, your local economy also decays. Your businesses don't want to invest there. So the significance of this is that if we can save the residents almost 44 million rand, let's do it. And it's going to cost us. These court cases are costly, but the last case we fortunately won with costs, which means the other parties have to pay for those legal costs. And that's how strongly the court also felt about this, that they were willing to allocate the judgment with costs. So for us, it's about service delivery and using every available cent on improving residents through improved service delivery and creating an enabling noble, local environment for economic investment and the creation of jobs.
And maybe the court may have not pronounced given a full judgment on this, because you say the main applications yet to be heard or decided on, but it does sound like the explicit case of corruption here. Now, If it were to be proven in court that this is a corrupt deal, are you going to leave it at that, or will you pursue further measures for, for prosecution of those people that are in of that trust that actually is involved in this particular thing?
Well, the court hasn't yet pronounced whether this is blatant corruption or not. Obviously, we have our suspicions, but it would be, I think, not correct to already say that this is corrupt and preempt the outcomes of any court proceedings or any further investigations. But we, as a Democratic Alliance, have a zero tolerance towards corruption, and we believe that every single case of corruption and even irregular expenditure must be investigated by the relevant bodies, whether they be law enforcement or other bodies. So, if we suspect that this is irregular or corrupt, and if the courts confirm it, obviously, our next step will be to request further investigations and criminal proceedings against the individuals involved. But I don't want to preempt, and we're not, as a Democratic Alliance, inclined to instruct the courts how they must judge in matters. We believe in to give them the necessary freedom and to allow the judiciary that independence to make their own decisions. Our job is to put a decent case before them.
And with the elections approaching, now we know that it's on the 29th of May. What are the DA's plans for improving governance in the Free State municipalities? Is there any specific thing that you would do to improve governance in the Free State if, for example, you would have won the, the provincial government elections here?
Tommy, we've been extensively involved in developing a ready-to-govern document for the Free State, and this isn't just an ideological or policy document. On Monday, I was in the Western Cape interacting with ministers in the Western Cape, where the DA is government and in government, and where we've proved we have a very good track record of creating economic opportunities and jobs for people in that province. We interacted with them. We also, at national level, have a governance unit which monitors all DA-run governments and holds them accountable. And they have a lot of experience in governance. So we've been interacting with them. We've been working very closely with them and people on the ground in the Free State to develop an alternative for the people in the Free State, which we think can work. And just an example, the Western Cape last year created 300,000 new jobs, while in the Free State, 70,000 people joined the unemployment queue. So obviously, the Free State at this stage under the ANC don't have a recipe to rescue the economy and to create jobs. We have a plan, but obviously, the Free State is very different to the Western Cape. So we're going to develop our plan and make it unique to the Free State. Remember, Tommy, we're the breadbasket of the country. We have an abundance of natural resources in the Free State. We now have gas as well. We have only 3 million people in the province. There's huge opportunity for tourism as well. We're the central province in the country. There's no reason why the Free State shouldn't be the economic hub of South Africa. And that is our vision for the Free State. We want the Free State, like Dubai is in the Middle East, the beacon of prosperity. We want that for the Free State. And we believe that we can put the Western Cape to shame, just by harnessing the potential of our people in this province.
Now, as a leader of the DA in the Free State, as a provincial leader, what is your reaction to the manifesto delivered by the DA leader, national leader, Mr. John Steyn, and specifically as it regards, his pledge to create about 2 million jobs in the country?
Well, as I've just said, similar to the Free State, where we've looked at the best practices, our national team under the leadership of John Steenhuisen have done the same for our party at a national level. And we have a plan nationally to do some simple things. I mean, one of the things you need to create economic growth is electricity. And we believe there are various steps that can be taken, including privatization of these networks to ensure that electricity flows, because your economy flows around electricity, your economy flows around water, a sound roads infrastructure. We also have plans to open our ports. We have literally hundreds of ships and thousands of containers sitting at our ports which can't get through. And people in this country who are manufacturing goods, who want to export our goods, can't do so because our ports are standing still. The national government don't seem to have a plan to fix that. We do have plans to fix these things. The government's job is not there to interfere in the lives of individuals and businesses. We must create an enabling environment through the delivery of basic services by making it easy for people to come and do business in this country, to invest in this country, and create jobs for people in this country. That is our basic task. Our task isn't to own everything. We've seen economic growth take place, whether it be in the Far East, the Middle East, or other places in the world. We've seen there and the Free State. It's not rocket science, it's actually very simple. But when you're out to centralize everything under to be unemployed, by removing those few things, we will already see an improvement within a very short time in South Africa.
And Mr. Stiene has also mentioned the formation of a new political coalition in the country, through the elections and beyond the elections. Now, how is the DA in the Free State going to position its coalition of governance? Do you find yourself, with people that you can be able to work with in the Free State?
Tommy, for voters if they really want them to rescue the Free State and the country, but we're talking about the Free State, yeah, is to have a DA government in power. So that is our first request to voters. The next option is for a coalition of like-minded political parties based on sound principles that will improve economic growth. Coalition with those parties to try and get 50%. I don't think the ANC is going to get 50% in the Free State, and it leaves opportunity or to allow the DA to at least be the center of a coalition. But we're waiting to see. There are a number of political parties who've registered for this election who didn't participate previously. So at this stage, we have a few already who are part of the national coalition should it be necessary, and we are obviously looking together after the elections. But I'm not sure that before the elections we're going to be able to do that in the Free State.
There is a new yet old kid on the block in the Free State, although they claim that they are national, the African Congress for Transformation, and they also have an interest of removing the ANC from power. Do you think it is possible?
Well, firstly, I hope that they're going to take enough votes away from the ANC, which is also our purpose, to bring them under that 50%. The most important thing for us is that those coalition partners share our principles, share our values. And if political parties don't share those values with us, then obviously a coalition is not going to be possible. So, as I said, we're looking to see who all the kids are going to be in the block, but we don't necessarily at this stage. So my response is, Ace, come to the party.
I hear you. That is a very sweet answer. But in conclusion, what message would you like to send to the voters of the Free State as they consider their options for the upcoming election?
The most important thing for voters is to take that vote of theirs very, very. In a democracy, you get the vote the government that you vote for, and you deserve the government that you vote for or don't vote for. So in this round, it's not about previous loyalties, voting with your heart, or previous affiliations. You actually have to look at who out there can save the Free State, who out there can create opportunities for your children and grandchildren going forward. And that's what we vote for in this election. And we know that the governing party does not have that capacity. It cannot fix itself. It cannot self-correct. We've heard the stories from current president, our current premier in the Free State. Nothing has changed. In fact, things have degressed and got worse under the administration. And people must look at that, and they must look in the mirror after the elections and take responsibility for their votes and decide that I help to build a better and prosperous future for myself, my children, or grandchildren, or am I part of the problem in this province? You can't continue to vote for the same party and expect a different outcome. It's not going to happen. So it's up to the voters of the Free State, and we are requesting those voters to act responsibly to make sure that the crosses that they make on that ballot are ones that are really in the Free State, because they deserve the change, and future generations deserve change in the Free State.
Roy, thank you very much. It's been very enlightening, and hopefully, our people get saved their money and not having to spend through such unscrupulous deals that are not making sense. But thank you very much for for your time, and all the best in the elections.
Thank you very much, Tommy, for the opportunity, and all the best to you too and your team.
Thank you. That was Dr. Roy Jenkinson, the DA leader in the Free State. We will be back with yet another interview in about 5 minutes from now.